Inconsistent.
It's difficult living in a world that has so many dumb people. You know what I mean? It's hard. It's almost depressing to live a life in this world talking to people and be like, you don't think. You're not thinking enough. You've stopped thinking at one point. This whole thing with the presidency and all that stuff, you're having conversation with people, specifically me online, because I'm a troll. And I like talking, I like making comments to things. It's, you know, just throw something out there, see what they say, you know? And some of the comments I get back, I'm just like, there's no way you're this dumb. There's no way somebody's not using their brain right now. And it's hard. It's hard, bro. Years ago, I read this thing where, I forgot who it was. It was a psychologist. And he said that people with higher IQs have higher rates of depression. So, like, an example was Albert Einstein. There was a point in his life where he was like, everything, all the E equals MC squared, all the stuff that we're like, we dedicate to him, he was like, I'm wrong. There's no way I'm right about this. And he spent most of his life towards the end trying to disprove it.
Yeah, that's what real, I mean, we even spoke about this. Yeah. That's what real scientists.
I'm not no scientist.
Because think about it, you discover some shit that in your mind, this shit makes sense.
But think about, imagine you made something in your head and then you told people like, oh my God, this is so good. And then they spread it and start teaching in school. You're like, was I wrong? Oh,
fuck. I mean, I it sounded good at the time, but I didn't want this nigga to tell everybody.
And if I'm wrong, the embarrassment for the rest of history that I'm going to live. Right? Like, yo, we thought he was right, but he was actually real dumb. He made a huge mistake. Right?
That's happened. That's happening but
just
right now.
But imagine that's happening while you're alive is happening. You're like, oh gosh, I'm so embarrassed. So he was really trying to be like, nah. Because if somebody's going to prove it wrong, it's going to be me.
Right, because at least it's like, okay, you guys spread it. I never, you know, this was a theory. This was a suggestion.
I didn't expect you guys to take over and fucking make bombs.
And this is why you shouldn't have done that, because I was fucking wrong.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. So then we're just idiots.
I think we're all idiots to a certain degree.
Yeah, no, that's why they have tests levels.
No, but even somebody like Albert Einstein, he's dumb in other parts.
Yeah.
He's real smart on one thing.
Maybe socially awkward.
Yeah, like emotionally. You know what I'm saying? Because emotional has an IQ level too, you know? Well, I mean, I believe he married his cousin or something like that.
Well, keep it close.
Yeah.
You know.
He's a Targaryen.
You want to make those genes, you know, keep the genes in the pool. Don't be swimming outside the pool.
But, bro, it's rough, bro. I was just talking to this guy. And I just leave it because I'm like, I can't. He made this thing. Now I'm going to say something, okay? He said, so one of the conversations, oh, this is such a deeper conversation, so I almost don't want to have this too much.
Wait. We'll be right back right after this. Why does this feel so new?
So you're president.
Your president. I love when conversations start that way. That's a really good way to start, because when you start that way, automatically my defenses start coming up. I'm starting to like, he's a bitch. I never liked him in the first place. We should have stopped being friends.
So your president decided he's not going to run anymore.
That's a way to start some shit. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to do that to Mike now. Yes. He's going to love it.
He's going to fucking.
You know what's the best thing about that, though, with Mike? Is that we have him on recording being a Democrat for a while.
We have Mike.
Yeah.
We have Mike on so many levels of not being consistent. It's hilarious. Starting with the OnlyFans.
Yeah. All right. So Biden decided. Wait, We don't even know if that's true. Okay, we don't know if Biden decided anything.
Okay, okay.
We don't even know if Biden knows yet.
Hold on.
Okay. Biden probably still thinks he's running for president.
He still thinks he is the president or senator. Oh my God. So the last time we recorded, we were talking about we just came back from a summer break. We're still in summer. And since the last time we recorded, we had, in the order of events, we had so many things that happened. I can't even tell you. I guess the major one would be the assassination
attempt.
No. It was a debate. We talked about the debate.
We talked about the debate?
I feel like we did. Anyways, so put the debate to the side, which was disaster, the debate.
We didn't talk about the assassination attempt.
We didn't.
No. We talked about Project 2025. That's the last thing we did.
Okay. So, whether you saw the debate or not, we know that it was very clear at that point that people were like, this guy is sleeping. He's not all there. And that's when it was like a downhill from there.
That's when it should have been blatantly obvious for everybody.
Blatantly.
People knew this, obviously. We all knew this.
But,
you know, yeah. There's a lot of people in denial. Nah, he's fine. You know what I'm saying? But that was a point where a lot of people were like, he may not be fine. You know what I'm saying? I want to say maybe half the country knew for a long time he wasn't fine. But the other half was kind of like.
And you knew it was because Trump didn't go in with the Thor hammer that he
used. Yeah, yeah. He kind of was like.
I just got to sit back.
Yeah.
And the one line that was the Thor move. In such a passive, calm demeanor.
Oh yeah, so good.
It was the murder. He was like, "Oh, you guys thought I didn't bring the Thor hammer? I brought the Thor hammer."
I wonder if they told him in advance, like, "Look, listen, we're gonna leave all the shenanigans out of here. We're gonna have an adult conversation." He was like, "All right, yeah, sure."
That's why he was like. Yeah. That's why Trump was like, "I'll agree to whatever the terms are."
Yeah, yeah. Cualquier cosa, I don't care, bro. Whatever you want, baby. As long as he's talking on tape, we're good.
He already had the statement written, engraved in the Thor hammer to etch it into history. And it was smooth. It was like, I don't even think he knows what he said. It was perfect. Yeah. Trump.
He kissed Joe Biden in the forehead when he did that.
He should have. He should have put the whole thing in his head. Yeah, that was the killer move. And how quickly we go from that to major, like, you know, it's serious when you're watching something randomly and it was like, bing, your phone goes off. Back in the day, it would be headline breaking news, your show. Your Ricky Lake got cut off because.
Wow. Jesus.
You know you want to touch it.
Go, Ricky. Go, Ricky.
So then we get to the assassination. I was doing some work. I was doing some compliance work in JFK.
Is that what you were doing at the time?
I was doing paperwork. And this nigga George, he's like, Trump just got shot. And I looked and I was like, you're so stupid. And that's literally what I thought. Like, yeah. You're such an idiot. You know, he's on the phone with somebody who's watching the debate live. That happened a lot too this weekend. Who's watching the
thing he does, whatever they're called.
The rally. He was watching the rally. So he's like, so instantly I'm like, oh, this is good. I want to be the first one to post up on it. So I took a picture of Trump and I wrote allegedly shot, and I posted it on Instagram. I was like, leave it there. And I'm like, I go right to Reddit. And I'm like, Reddit. I'm like, I don't see anything being posted on Reddit. I go to Fox News. I hit the refresh. I don't see anything being reported. And I'm like, bro, you're lying. It didn't happen. So I'm like, oh, I know. If it's a rally, it's being taped live. I go to the rally, and it's a static image. We'll be back. And I'm like, wait a second. And then the chat box is going, and I'm reading the chat box. He was shot. Oh, pray for Trump. And I'm like, and they're going off in the chat. I'm like, holy shit, I think this is true. So I was like, oh, good. I don't have to delete the Instagram post because I wanted to be the first one in there. You know?
Look,
I broke this. No, I didn't break shit, nigga. And that's it. And then I was like, okay, that was pretty much. And then it took about, because I'm trying to see how long it takes social media, the news media and Reddit, the freaking intrometeo land of all America, of the world. And it was a few minutes before it popped up. And I was a little taken back by that.
Yeah, because usually the things like Reddit's on the ball.
Reddit's on the ball. Reddit was 15 minutes out before it had. And that day, it didn't even make, until the end of the day, it didn't even make the, you know, on the top, it has the top, the most trending topic. Yeah. It didn't even break.
I noticed that too about Reddit. Did because you, I was checking on it too. I was like, well, that's so weird.
That it's not on the trending. It should be
straight to the top. Like, the president, the ex-president of the United States.
It was like the Olympics or the soccer thing.
Yeah, who the hell's watching that crap?
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, that's weird that it took to the end of the day before this story broke. And maybe 15 minutes for the news media to say, and breaking news, apparently we'll get more details when as the story comes in.
Did you see the, was it CNN? That was like Trump fell or something like that?
Really?
Yeah, they didn't even say he got shot at. They were like, Trump fell or got tackled at the rally. That was their first thing that they said.
Wasn't CNN the ones that were reporting it?
I don't know.
I thought it was CNN that was covering the freaking the rally. Which they say that it was very weird that CNN is there. Why were they there? Of all the rallies, they're there to record that one.
Was it them, though?
I spent that weekend wanting to talk shit about it, but couldn't because I was busy.
What the hell?
I couldn't.
All right.
But the little social circles that I'm fucking with on the live stream, check me out on Meet Me. You heard? They'd be slutty out there. Don't think without the basement. and you know, I talk to a lot of individuals that are like us from the hood, but I feel like we've always been always on the nerdy side too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying that that makes us smarter. We just happen to know more shit. That's like, might be.
Yeah, relevant. We're more pay attention. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah, exactly. So, but the general consensus is everything that comes out is straight a conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Right. Everyone has the Alex Jones syndrome. Every frog is gay. Like, yeah. Everyone automatically mistrusts the what they're being told. And I think that that's part of this era, this thing. Like, this is like a huge social experiment that niggas did not know, you know what I mean, the ramifications of it. I think that maybe some scholars,
well, but this is what I was telling before,
but like, people were like,
this is what I was saying bullshit. Before it's like, so many people, to me, this doesn't, this reminds, when people do this conspiracy theory, it reminds me of Terrence Howard. Remember Terrence Howard?
Oh,
he was saying 1 times 1 equals 2.
Yeah, you okay. Saw when he went back to meet.
Oh,
with
yeah,
Eric.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah.
Okay.
So, just in context, he is the worst kind of dumb person. A person that's very confident and that believes they're the smartest person, but really they're one of the dumbest people. And it, you know, Dunning. Remember we had an episode about Dunning-Kruger effect. Remember the Valley of Despair. Like, first you think you're smart because you're learning something, and then you're at the height, and then you learn a little bit more, and then you realize that you don't know nothing. So he's at the top part, and I think a lot of people are there. A lot of people live there. They build houses there. They don't want to go down to the bottom part. They don't want to keep learning, because if they start learning more, they realize, I don't really know as much as I thought I knew. And I think that, so I think a lot of people are that. They think Donald Trump got shot at, Secret Service grabbed, right away they're like, oh, I know everything that happened. It's a conspiracy. Joe Biden set him up. There's no way. Granted, a lot of the stuff is a little suspicious.
Now looking into it.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is suspicious.
But that's the point.
But it's not unheard of.
No, but that's the point. You first started saying what you've heard and what everyone's assuming off the gate. But then you were like, a lot of things seem suspicious. Why does it seem suspicious, Noel? Because I was looking into it a little further before I opened my mouth.
Yeah.
Or before I made a determination of what it actually is.
But again, it's not impossible.
So you're saying that the Dunning curve?
The Dunning-Kruger, yeah.
The Dunning-Kruger. Is that, you know, I was at this level. I taught myself. I looked into this. I did a little studying on this, and I got to this level. But when I got there, I realized, oh, shit, that was super dumb. So if that was super dumb, am I at another level super dumb, and there's more shit that I need to learn?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think I'm learning enough. I still think I'm up there. I just think that I'm higher than the rest of them or something. Because I'm like, yo, y'all crazy up here. And then I'm looking, I'm like, that's really far down. I'm not going to go over there.
That's really far down there.
No, I'm just going to stay up here with the rest of you. But
where were you when he got shot?
I don't even remember. I think I might have been on vacation. When did it happen? On Saturday or Friday?
Wow, nigga. It happened on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. So I was on vacation. I was in Pennsylvania. I was in the middle of the woods. I was in a cabin in the woods.
Not this Saturday that passed. Was it this Saturday that passed?
No, the last Saturday.
It was last Saturday.
Yeah, last Saturday. Because I left on Friday or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's why when I was... And it was, to me, it was funny. Because when I looked at it, I was like, okay, he didn't get killed. He got shot in the ear. I was like, would that... If anybody's going to get hit in the ear, it's going to be Donald Trump.
You got it on your phone. You Somebody told you.
No, no. I looked. What was it? I think my wife told me. She was going through something and she saw that. And she sent. She told me. She's like, yo, Donald Trump got shot. I was like, yeah, okay, let me see. And then I saw the video of him, like, you know, gripping his ear and the picture with him like this. And I was like, my first thought was like, that's an album cover right there. That's.
With the American flag?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, that's an album cover. And then, you know, TikTok has a meme that has, you know, anything can make a good album cover.
Yeah,
so that's why I made it on TikTok, the meme. And we're going to put it out.
Anything can be an album cover.
So.
I'm glad you did that, by the way. Yeah. Right away. Set a reaction.
Yeah.
It's trending.
So, yeah. So that's why I just made it. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to put it out there. And I just put it out there. But, yeah, it. So then I watched the video.
Hold on. Okay, go.
Then I watched the video, and then I was like, okay, he could have got shot in the ear. Like, it could have nipped him. But I'm like, man, a bullet kind of hitting your ear will really mess your ear up.
What made you think it was a paintball gun, or were you just fucking around in the chat?
No, no, I was just messing with Mike. Because I knew he would get mad.
I got mad. I was like, is this fucking guy serious?
I just like, oh, maybe it was a paintball gun. So, you know, trying to, because he's always calling us liberals. So I'm like, oh, maybe it was an accident. I was going to.
You had me going in like, was it a paintball? I started Googling Trump paintball gun.
Yeah, no, but I do think, though, that he didn't get hit by a bullet. I think he got hit by glass. Or something other than the bullet. I don't think a bullet hit him. Because he has nothing in his ear. Like nothing, no cuts. And you know how they got like the teleprompters that are like glass that kind of curve in? You ever seen them?
Yeah.
So it's a teleprompter that basically
reflects. It's glass, it's reflecting the words.
Yeah, yeah, they're reflecting the words. Yeah, I think maybe the bullet hit that and the glass hit him. You know? It could be wrong. It could be the bullet. I think it was the glass.
I don't know. I think it was the bullet.
But I'm just thinking a bullet.
Look. That's the other thing. So
because I was watching something, somebody said if the bullet wouldn't, it could have been minimal damage, the bullet hitting him, but the sound would have done something to his ear, of the bullet, poof, like, you know, going Mach, whatever.
But you heard the sound
faster, but no, but his own ear would have had a problem. He would have had hearing problems because it was going past his ear faster than the speed of sound. It would be like a sonic boom went through his next to his ear, and it would have hurt him. He would have had tendonitis or something. You've been hearing that for days, nigga. Yeah. It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like that from far away. But when it's up close, it's loud.
This is we're here. We're not.
Yeah, no, we're here. But you know, I don't know. My bet is something, a ricochet.
We see the scenario of him surviving the assassination attempt.
Yeah, well, first of all, what a goofy video of how it went down. It was almost like the Three Stooges were protecting him. Did you watch like pictures and stuff?
Okay.
Bro, I was like, what is going on here? They jumped on him fine, perfect. They carried him away. But then when you watch from the different angles, did you see the one where the... they're kind of protecting the president, and then right behind her, there's a Secret Service. She's a woman, and she's kind of hiding behind the president. She just doesn't want to get shot.
No. Yo,
it's so bad, bro. Yeah,
we could go into that part. We're going to go into that part. So I just started playing the scenario with the little group chat, which is like, so we see what happens with the failed attempt, assassination attempt. If they would have succeeded, he came inches from dying.
Oh, yeah.
My guy was going to die that day.
Yeah.
Whatever you believe in, the myths, whatever conspiracy,
Jesus,
that was really close.
That was That was crazy.
So close.
I never want to be that close.
I never want to even be in that room.
But just imagine, course. In another universe, we could have watched Trump's head explode live on TV.
This is what I'm saying. So I was like, play the other scenario out. You're still going to get conspiracy.
Yeah. Because look, I mean, we see JFK happened in the 60s, and that video footage is insane. Imagine if we would have had that in 4K.
With multiple angles.
Ah, zoomed in his sessels, just... mad people behind them taking pictures with their phone.
They would have been mourning. Sponge. Jack Black and his band would have been praising.
They would have been praising.
I
wish he didn't miss.
It wasn't Jack Black who said that.
I know it was his part.
But I used it as clickbait. And it worked. So that would have been the story. It would have been a week past, and it would have been a conversation like we're having now, but...
What's happening in the Democrat Party right now would have been happening with the Republican Party first.
It's
just chaos. We don't know who we're going to pick now. Who are we going to pick?
Oh, yeah, the mayhem.
Oh, my God. Who's it going to be?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. It would have been, yeah, it would have been a flip-flop. Biden still would have been in.
Biden, I don't know. People probably still would have made him leave. It would have been chaos, bro. It would have been two new people. Think about that. Imagine this. Trump dies. Biden leaves. They already had a debate. You know what I mean? There would have to be two new people now having a debate. That's insane. Yeah, that even now, currently in our own timeline, that this happened, Kamala Harris was supposed to debate J.D. Vance, Donald Trump's pick. They were supposed to do a vice president debate. The president's already debated. The vice president was supposed to debate. They're not going to debate anymore.
Ah, you're saying because she's running for
She's not running for vice president anymore.
Right, she's running for the seat.
Well, I don't know if she officially said she's gonna. I think Joe Biden said I support her to run. I don't know if she's officially.
She announced.
Oh, she did announce it. Yeah, all
right. Yeah, she's announcing. She's going in there.
But that, you know, that's a whole nother thing because it's not like Joe Biden is the king. I'm like, all right, she's going to be the next president.
Well. I saw the like a short take because while I was setting up, she was speaking and don't quote me on this.
Coconut.
She's running for it, and they're just waiting to see if that's going to be the person that they're going to nominate. You know what I mean? That's going to be their top pick.
Because
nobody else is.
Remember, it's
running.
Open. No, somebody just came out and said that they're considering running against
who?
I forgot his name. It's an older guy. I know that. An older white guy.
That was a Democrat. He's going to be back.
He's like, well, if it's open, then I'm going to go for it. Which, I mean, bro.
Honestly, I would go.
Bro, especially if you're older. At this point, you're like, look, I'm not going to have another chance in another 8 years.
What am I going to lose?
Yeah, I might as well go for it now.
A few million, I'm rich.
I forgot who it is. Oh, Jeff. Is it Jeff Sessions? No.
Oh, something Robert. Anyways. Yeah. Okay, so... Oh my God, just assassination alone, it's crazy. So you got a bunch of conspiracy theories. Do you think that...
But I love the conspiracy theories.
I know, I love it too.
I love it too, yeah, okay.
Let's go.
I want them, but I just don't want so many people believing it. It feels overwhelming. Before, conspiracy theorists was like, I got a friend that's a conspiracy theorist. Now it's like everybody's a freaking conspiracy theorist. And it's almost annoying.
The
idiots are
conspiracy theorists. So you're like, okay, tell me a little bit more. Give me at least a little bit of your theory. And, you know, it's just people repeating the same shit that they heard from across the street.
And it's, again, there's things that are suspicious about. Like, why do they let them go up there? But then I was watching the thing with the lady, the head of the Secret Service.
Yeah, you were just listening to it.
So I was just listening to it. And they're like, look, you know, why would you let this lapse? Apparently what happened is this. There's like a circle, the imaginary circle. They're saying, okay, if the president's going to be here, 1,000 feet this way, 1,000 feet this way, you know, you make a circle. We're going to protect that 1,000 feet.
Diameter.
Anything outside of that 1,000 feet goes to the local police, right? Which kind of makes sense. But now if you have a building that's 1,012 feet away, that's high, even as a Secret Service, okay, that's our end of our area. But we should probably put somebody in that building. Even though it's outside of our thing, we should still protect the building. Like, we should watch the roof. There has to be some kind of coverage here. Like, it's not like it's a law that we can't do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just a procedure that we do. But, you know, if it's something a little bit beyond that needs protection, we probably should, you know, protect it.
And they were talking about drones.
Yeah. So what it was, well, they had mentioned that, but there was another guy I was listening to that was saying that he does security. he's a private security guy.
Yeah.
Not even secret. He goes, this is standard practice. You know, if Britney Spears hires us to protect her, and she's going to be in this event, we're going to throw a drone up there and just watch the area. It's obvious. So why didn't the Secret Service do that?
Yeah, when you mentioned that, while you were listening to the hearing with the head of the Secret Service, I thought about, bro, there's drones in the beach, JFK, right now, in Far Rockaway.
I know kids that
watching the sharks.
Yeah, yeah.
They're watching the sharks. Yeah. You're not going to spend a little bit more of the budget that that's fun.
As far as they're concerned, it's unlimited. Just buy a freaking $1,000 drone, even.
I can understand 2 years ago.
Trump is more dangerous than sharks. I can understand
2 years ago when Trump started rallying or whenever he started, if it was a year ago. I can understand, we don't need the drones today.
Yeah.
But you're 2 months, 3 months out of the presidential election.
Four
months out, and you're not going to have.
And he's the nominee. It's not like we don't know who's going to be. We know it's him. Like, he's the guy. He's the only guy. And he's the ex-president. Like, you automatically supposed to get Secret Service forever. You know what I'm saying? Standard practice, bro. And it's just a lapse. And it's funny because of the thing, she had no answers.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which is embarrassing.
So when she didn't have answers, I don't know if that means she couldn't answer. She's not on the oath.
But she doesn't say it. No, she is on the oath. But she, it's not like she's saying,
But is it the same oath like court?
Yeah. You have to tell the truth.
Why would it be different?
Yeah. But it's not like she's saying, hey, it's classified. I can't say it. She could totally say that. And they'll be like, all right, we can't go any further. It's classified. We'll ask a different question. Right. She's just saying, I don't have an answer. There was a point where they were like, who was the person that was in charge of this? And she's like, I can't give a name. And they're like, is it illegal? No. So then give us the name. People want to know. That's why we're here. And she just wouldn't give up the name.
And you saw the woman that couldn't hoist her. She couldn't hoist her gun.
That's another thing with the Secret Service. And there was, so she couldn't do it. And then you saw the woman that was closing the door and hit her face, and she put the glasses back on.
Oh, wow. You saw a lot more right there.
And then there's another video that came out recently from the hospital that Trump went to. There's it looks like a SWAT team goes in there first. And then one of the Secret Service lady walks in, and she can't get her gun out. Bro, it's so bad, bro. And a lot of people are saying this is the DEI, whatever it's like, where there's like, all right, if you're going to have a business, you got to hire X amount of women, X amount of black people, X amount of this. And they're like, we have so many
diversity, inclusion.
Yeah, something like that. And they're like, this is because of that. Instead of hiring the best people for the job, we're like, all right, we got 10 of the best people, but we got to hire 20 people.
Yeah, but some of them have to be women. Some of them have to be.
So now we can hire 10 of the best.
Purple.
But then now we got to hire 5 women, 3 black guys, and that's going to cover our quota. So really all we got is 10 good people and a couple backups. You know what I'm saying?
Bodies, security guards.
Just security guards, basically, yeah. Instead of saying we're going to pick the top 20 for whatever, let's just, I'm just saying numbers here. But.
And supposedly Trump had private security that, where's their take to it, right?
I don't know the full.
On that, I heard that too.
Because I know Trump is. If you're the president, even ex-president, you're assigned Secret Service the rest of your life until the day you die. So Jimmy Carter still has Secret Service following him around to this day. In fact, Jimmy Carter only ran once for president. He technically can run again, even though he's like 98.
Jimmy Carter's not in any shape. Have you seen Jimmy Carter? Jimmy Carter, he's like alone.
It was a lack of, I don't know what's the word I want to use. It was just a lack of professionalism when it came to locking this place down. They were just kind of like, he always does rallies every week. They're very lax about it. Yeah,
they love him.
They love him. And then, one of the senators brought up, like, was it an open carry state? They're like, yeah. That's like, okay, well then, then they can't really arrest the guy for walking around with a gun. And they're like, but that's not the problem. I don't know if you ever heard of this, that he, right before Trump came out, like a couple minutes before, the Secret Service caught him with a rangefinder. You know what a rangefinder is? Mm-hmm. Basically what a rangefinder is that you can use it. It's like a measurement tool.
It's a laser pointer that tells you the distance.
Yeah, that tells you the distance.
Wherever you point.
So if you're going to snipe somebody, you use a rangefinder to see, okay, he's X amount of distance away. So, I got to aim a little bit higher or whatever. So they were like, at that point, he's not just walking around with a gun. He's testing something out, and that's beyond the level of suspicion now. Yeah. Now we need to approach the guy, you know, to find out what the hell is he doing, you know. But they didn't do that. They allowed Trump to come out after that. And they're like, why didn't you stop Trump from coming out once you had that information? Because that's a dead giveaway.
I don't have an answer for that.
They don't have an answer for that. Yeah. And again, it's an open carry state. So technically, they're like, you know. But even in an open carry state, there's certain areas you can't allow to go in with a gun. Like, you're not going to walk into a courthouse with a sniper rifle. You know, there's certain areas where they don't allow it. You know what I'm saying? So as a Secret Service, you're like, all right, within this area, we're not going to allow guns, obviously. We have to secure this area, you know? So if you see a guy on top of a roof with a, and that's another thing too. Apparently, I don't know how true this is. A cop caught him up there with the rifle on the roof, and the cop just let him go. So apparently, there's a lot. That's what I'm saying. It, I give the conspiracy theorists. I can see.
Yeah. Oh, I can see it.
But also, a lot of this could be explained the way, I forgot who it is. I think it's Occam's Razor. They're like, before you attribute something to malice, attribute, see if it can work with stupidity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Something like that. I don't know. I'm freaking butchering the quote.
Yeah.
But basically saying, like, this could have just been dumb decision making rather than it being a conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? More likely than it, rather than being a conspiracy, is that it's just people being dumb at their jobs.
Yeah. Negligence.
Negligence. Yeah.
Just pure negligence.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
also, if you're in a Trump rally, they love, you see how it is out there. They love Trump. So if you're a Secret Service, you've been to 100 Trump rallies. You're like, they love this guy.
Yeah.
They're not going to shoot this guy. They love this guy. Yeah. So, you know, you kind of get complacent just being too comfortable. Oh, they love him. They're not going to do anything. It's fine.
Yeah, and the Democrats are not going to do anything stupid. It'll be too obvious.
Yeah, yeah. Is it?
Is it?
That's where you cut it.
Okay. That's where you cut it. No, wait.
We're back.
We're back. No, with Kamala though. So that was 2 weeks ago.
That was last Saturday.
That was last weekend. This weekend that just passed, old man resigns.
Old man's like, you know what? I don't think I'll survive that tackle. So I'm not gonna put myself in harm's way. You see the way they tackled Trump? Biden's like, if they tackle me, I'm dead. So I better step out now. I'm not gonna survive it.
Imagine that was his main reason.
Dead, bro. Imagine Biden. The bullet doesn't have to hit him. It could just go right by him. And the shockwave.
His brain will ooze on the other side. That's fucked up. So we know that the conspiracy, okay, the shooting boom, fast forward, he resigns. And he promotes Kamala. I've been saying that one of the most racist presidents that we've had in history.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump. And you ain't black.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
I'm like the token black.
Mainstream African American.
Yeah.
Who is articulate and bright and clean and nice looking guy. I mean, that's a story.
We already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
It doesn't matter whether or not they're the victims of society. The end result is they're about to knock my mother on the head with a lead pipe, shoot my sister, beat up my wife.
Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Has to hand over the baton because it's politically correct to do so for the party's sake to a colored woman or an Indian woman.
He has to do it.
He has to do it.
And it makes sense.
And he can endorse, like, so let's say Gavin Newsom jumps in the race.
White man.
Okay. Let's say whoever jumps in the race. Unless it's Michelle Obama or Oprah Winfrey, he has to stay with Kamala because then it's going to look like sexist.
Sexist, yeah, racist.
Racist.
Yeah.
So he is, with the irony, I would say that if he is a racist president, a racist individual, what a karma, right? What karma comes back to you that you have to be stuck with the person that you only use, let's be honest, to get elected the first time.
Just get some votes. Just like Obama was like, you know, I'm going to run again. I'm going to give everybody free phones. Remember that? Obama phone?
Exactly. The same exact thing. So now you're stuck with her. What's the irony? Because I believe that, he has to stay committed to her no matter who else tries to to take that seat. He has to stay married to Kamala. Yeah. And for Kamala, they don't want her. So what they're doing is they're like, fuck it. You know what? Mm. We weren't going to win. This nigga Trump just got shot. Like, we are not.
Yeah. He got the picture. He got the album
cover. We got the cover. We got 50 Cent changing his cover. You saw that?
So good.
So they're like, yeah, you know what? We were going to lose anyways. So instead of blowing up our party with this potential racism situation.
Yeah.
Let whoever jumps in there, let them just go at it. Yeah. Like,
let them be black so we can be like, hey, we tried.
Go crazy. You know, we're going to stick by Kamala, though.
Yeah.
Knowing full well, Kamala's not going to take
it. She's not going to. There's no way. She did horrible in the last debate.
I don't even think that.
In the last debate, I think I saw the thing. The last debate, before Biden actually became president, when they were still running, when it was just the Democrat primaries. Remember, they were arguing, you know, it's crazy watching that, too. Watching Biden in that debate versus Biden during the Trump debate are crazy.
Night and day, right?
Crazy. But Kamala Harris was polling at 2% after the debate. Nobody liked her. She dropped out. Do you remember Tulsi Gabbard pressed her? One of the things Tulsi Gabbard said was she's like, she locked up thousands of people for weed while joking on camera that she smoked weed in college.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right. Murdered her. That murdered. Killed her chances of becoming president back then.
Oh my gosh.
And then we watched, you know,
she was less than 1%, I think.
So then you watch this and you're thinking, you're going to debate Trump? That's crazy. You can't even handle Joe Biden in a debate. Imagine debating Trump. Insane, bro. Trump will destroy her in a debate. There's no doubt about it.
Especially with whatever. Okay, so yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I think that the Democrats see that the writing is in the wall, Trump 2024. And I think that that's why all of a sudden you had the justices start pulling back on cases. Right? They dropped the case on the files, the FBI files that he allegedly didn't have.
Oh, yeah, they dropped it. Yeah.
And why?
I have no idea. I don't even remember.
Because the person that was bringing the case was not qualified to bring the case.
Ooh, that's such a freaking oversight. How do you not?
How do you miss that? How do you not call that out a month ago? It's like, wait a minute. You don't have the clearance for this shit.
You know, that reminds me of when, imagine the cops break down this door right now. And they come in here and they find whatever, a crack. Then they bring you to jail. And then when the judge comes before you, they're like, oh, did you have a warrant to go into the house? And they're like, no, you never warrant. Like, that should have been the first thing you do.
Yeah.
You know, I have to throw out the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's basically what happened.
Okay, but to that judge, why did you wait until now? Yep. Act like you didn't know that this was wrong in the first place. When you brought it. So what about now that changed that you're pulling out?
And it's funny because you got these cases that are bullcrap for the most part against Trump. It's just, you know, it's political. You know, they're just trying to get him because it's Trump. You know what I'm saying? It's not real. It's no real substance behind the case. It's Trump. We got to just file it.
Right. So that judge was like, you know what? It's going to start. It's becoming a little clear that there's a little witch hunt. I'm
stepping away from this.
I'm tapping out.
Yep. So. But as far as the hardcore Democrats are concerned, they're like, we have him on this. And the courts are siding with Trump. It's a conspiracy as far as they're concerned.
Because he elected
them. He elected them. The senior ones. Meanwhile, you're like, but if you look at the case, forget about who's doing anything. Just look at the facts.
Pretend it was your guy.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But that's
so okay.
Again, it's just people being dumb. They're not looking into enough. You know, they're not going up higher into the Dunning-Kruger. They're just
I had one guy in the stream, whatever education level, whatever the case may be, uttering the words that, you know, Trump is a Nazi, and you know we've been talking about the shit that's been going on. So yesterday I was like, so what about your boy now that he's resigned? Are you ready to vote your president? I showed a picture of Kamala and he just stood quiet. You know what I mean? But I think that there's this notion that the Republicans are, if I would have been able to draw a picture of what Democrats view, you know how they do the paintings, the couples do the paintings of each other?
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that if I was, you know, the Democrat joined the Republican and the Republican joined the Democrat, I don't know. What would your image look like? How would you draw each party? What would they be wearing? What would they look like? Yeah. And what would be the little pop-up bubble in their top phrase about the other person?
Yeah, yeah.
Check us out.
That's good.
We out.
Check out this preview of the next episode of GED Squared.
So there's this conversation, this ongoing conversation.
What initiated the conversation?
Busta Rhymes.
Okay. Busta Rhymes. Let's go.
There's a video of him talking, and he goes, "We cannot forget that in the beginning of hip hop, the Puerto Ricans were there with us. The Puerto Ricans were there while we created this thing called hip hop. We can't forget that." And then the internet is like, "Nah, hip hop is black culture. Don't say that." And all I keep thinking about is, where did hip hop start? In the South Bronx. Go to the South Bronx right now and tell me what you see.
Everything.
You see black people, Dominicans, Puerto Ricans.
You even see white trash?
Yeah, all there. So obviously black people took that and they, you know, to another. Why didn't Puerto Ricans take it? Because we got salsa, merengue, you know, Dominicans got bachata. We got our shit.
Dembow.
We got something we mess with. You know what I'm saying? So the black people took the music.
We even took reggae and made it reggae.
Yeah. So, of course, the black people are spearheaded it because we had hip hop and we had these other things that we're messing with. You know what I'm saying? So it makes sense, you know, we're spread amongst a lot of.